Good morning, I'm Alexandra Bryant and this is the Fifi Fevenick Bulletin. Tributes are flowing in for former AFL player Brendan Favola after his historic week.
We welcome to the studio Luke Sayers, Carlton president.
It's my absolute privilege and honour on behalf of the Carlton Football Club, Fev. We are inducting you into the Hall of Fame.
Oh!
This is, by a big stretch, the greatest thing that's ever happened in my footy career.
This is bigger to you than being in the Italian team of the century.
Yes, it is.
Favola was inducted into the Hall of Fame at the Crown Palladium on Monday night, an evening that included a performance from close friend and singer Anthony Kalia.
So we're backstage at the moment. I don't think Fev knows this. Good mate Anthony Kalia has rocked up.
No, he does, because I told him last night, I texted him. He actually said, he goes, oh, I actually wanted you to sing. And I went, no, you didn't. You wanted Tones and I, but you couldn't afford her.
So what are you singing for him?
No, literally, he just said in his text, can I say in his text?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He goes, not the prayer.
Former radio host, TV star and entrepreneur Andy Lee has turned to the culinary world for his next venture as he launches his own brand of dim sims.
I took 40 of these things home, put them in my freezer for the next time when they were back out, and I gave Beck one. The guys returned from America and I've gone to the freezer. There was three left.
Oh.
And I said to Beck, oh, where are the dim sims? She goes, are they important?
They were meant to be supplied for the guys to taste them when they get out. So they've had half
each. Nothing else in the quest.
We're still there, by the way. Had to check out this morning. We mucked up the dates. I thought it was till next Wednesday. So my car's full of all my stuff here.
Oh, my God.
Are you doing all right, mate?
Are you okay?
Are your clothes are in the car? You're trying to sell dimmies?
Singer Shakira has debunked rumours that a jam jar caused the separation between her and pro football player Gerard Piqué. However, this hasn't prevented any confusion from people who don't know the full story.
She had gone into the kitchen and a jam jar was empty. Now, her husband and her sons don't eat jam. Now, Leon, talk me through what went over my head.
Look, in my defence, I sent this article through quite late last night. For some reason, I thought this whole story was about, it was like an American Pie incident.
He thought that she'd busted her husband, been intimate with a jar of jam, and that's why they broke up.
It says more about him, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Imagine when someone says, hey, Leon, can you grab some milk from the shop? What'd you do to the last milk, you sicko?
And lastly, the Australian Talent Index has released its 2024 Top Talent Report, an annual popularity rating of Australian media personalities.
7,000 Australians were surveyed about their thoughts on celebrities. What they've released is the top 10 in breakfast TV and radio for likability. Oh. And coming in at number one for the most likable radio presenter in Australia with 75% likability. That's a lot, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Not bad.
Good size.
Our queen, Fifi Box!
Yes!
It is! You are the most likable! Fiona Box, the number one most liked radio presenter in Australia.
Yes. There you go.
In Australia.
Wow.
So congratulations.
I appreciate that very, very much. Where are you two on the list?
Why would you even say that?
Oh, yes.
And that's it from the newsroom. For more Fifi, Fev and Nick, grab the podcast on the Listener app. And as Diana from Epping always says,
Jim, 10.